Get your podcast face on, Chris.
You ready for this? Okay.
So after a long extended break, we come to you with not the Tarantino episode, but instead a quickly thrown together,
you know, I think,
side episode we're gonna do where we're just talking about superhero movies.
Tyler, I think we should have Tarantino direct Civil War. Captain America Civil War, that'd be great.
That sounds like an awful idea.
No, because everybody in there's gonna start dropping the N-word every 5 seconds. Samuel Jackson's in there. It's perfect.
It is.
We've got it.
He walks in. I got this Bible verse memorized.
Listen, Hydra, I got this thing. All right.
That's some cold shit to say to a motherfucker before you.
All right, so what were we talking about? Okay, so, I think if I know what's talking about, we just jumped right into a conversation.
Here's the thing. This is what happens when Chris and I get into meetings, because we were having a meeting about something, and when we finish what we were talking about, we just start talking about movies or whatever. But we always hit a wall where, like, we can't talk about something because it's going to be a podcast later on. Like, we keep wanting to talk about Tarantino movies. But it's like, no, we have to do it as an official thing.
Yeah.
So we started talking about superhero movies, and I was like, wait, hold up. I'm going to turn on the Skype recorder, and we're going to do this.
Yeah, we're using Skype recorder right now, so
it's not going to sound as good as the regular episode.
Yeah, this is still like crap. Yeah, here we go.
This is just a side thing, so whatever.
Yeah, okay, so basically, we kind of like recap everybody to where we're at right now.
We've been talking about, I guess, sort of like past movies. You know what I should do? I should pull up a list. Pull up a list of superhero movies. And even if we don't have much to say about one of them.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Incredible Hulk sucked.
Hold on.
Eric Bana sucked. Oh, God.
Of I guess, modern superhero movies.
Oh, we're gonna skip over all the Batman TV series and
pretty much starting with, like, X-Men, right?
So let's talk about George Reeves as Superman back in the 50s.
George Reeves! Yeah. We were initially talking about Man of
Actually, Steel. Actually, hold on. Tyler, shut up. All right, people, if you want to watch a movie about Superman or George Reeves, watch Hollywoodland. Talks about the suicide of George Reeves. The first, I think, I believe the first Superman on TV, live action at least. Okay, that's all I want to say for that part. You keep talking now.
Okay. We're pretty much...
By the way, it's 1:30 right now, so
yes, it is.
AM. This is not prime time.
This is not a prime time for doing podcasts.
All right, let's go.
Okay, I've got it. Oh, God. Oh, no. It started in 1944. There's a Captain America movie.
Let's skip over the fact that...
way down until we get to X-Men.
Let's talk about, actually, the Fantastic Four movie that they made that they never released.
Oh, yeah, the 1994 one by yes. Roger Corman.
Or the Superman. No.
It's pretty bad.
Isn't it, like, the newest one? I think that, like, Dr. Doom is supposed to be, like, some, like, frustrated blogger or something like that.
Was that going to be in the reboot they're doing?
I think so. That's what I keep hearing. I'm like, what are you guys talking?
Probably what they're gonna do in the Batman versus Superman with with Jesse Eisenberg.
So basically, if Batman's parents weren't killed by anybody, they were trolled, and so he went crazy.
Lex Luthor trolled them.
Yes.
I don't even think, like, Jesse Eisenberg is in the movie. They just cut footage from The Social Network, him typing something.
Dude,
and then it's like it pops up on Batman's screen.
Does he have, like, the same hair?
He does. He never changes his hair, though.
Okay, that's true. That's
okay. Technically, the first one was Blade.
Yeah, we skip Blade.
I was about to say, I've never seen Blade.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, you gotta watch Blade. It's so awful.
Okay.
Well, okay, no. People love it. People love the Blade 1 and 2. They hate Trinity. But I'll say this, though. You need to, like, just watch them. You'd probably like them, actually, because okay. you like Tyler likes bad things.
I love horrible movies.
So the third one will be great up your alley.
I don't know. I don't really like bad superhero movies, though, most of the time.
Oh,
even okay. though I'm looking at this list, and I'm like, oh, here's some bad ones I like. Okay. So then X-Men. What do you think of that one? I haven't seen it.
What?
I have not seen the original X-Men.
Seriously?
I've only seen the bad ones. But we'll get to those.
Okay. The first X-Men, actually, I like the first X-Men.
All right.
I watched it when I was like, you know, what year was that?
Yeah, 2000.
2000? I was 9.
I was 6. Or 7. I was 6.
Yeah. Man, that was a long time ago. Oh, there's a little noise because my air conditioning just kicked on, and so, sorry. All right.
Blade 2.
Great movie. Continue.
Spider-Man.
Great movie. Continue.
Yeah, great movie. I'm seeing Spider-Man, guys.
You know what's funny about Spider-Man?
What's funny
about That's not really funny. Kind of sad, actually. They had a trailer for Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Movie,
which was, it showed the World Trade Center in it. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's like this. It was this great trailer that everybody was like gaga over. Like, basically,
holy shit!
This is tremendous.
And then
they had to cut it out. It was like these two robbers or whatever were like stuck on the web, like in between the two World Trade Centers. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, oh, whatever. And then they had to cut that out of the trailer because 9/11 happened.
9/11 happened. Have you ever seen the? Original Green Goblin mask?
No, I haven't actually.
It looks more like the comic books, and it's like a animatronic thing on his face. It's pretty creepy, but it's understandable like how it wouldn't work. I'll send you a link to it later. I'll also put that in the show notes.
You know what? Hold on. Real fast though. Right. William Dafoe as the Green Goblin. Was probably a great choice. Because that style of movie was just, like, perfect for him.
was Boondock Saints before Spider-Man? Because they probably watched Boondock Saints and put him in Spider-Man because of that.
Okay, so according to Wikipedia, Roland Emmerich, Tim Burton, Chris Columbus, and David Fincher, who we'll get into much later on in another podcast, were considered to direct the project before Raimi was hired.
Can you imagine a David Fincher Spider-Man?
That'd be great.
He should have done The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, right? He should have.
That would have been a great movie.
Well, we'll get into that later.
Yes. Daredevil.
Okay.
I like Daredevil.
You know what?
You know, I said Daredevil, but the last time I saw it was when I was 9 years old.
It's true. Well, here's the thing, though. Who was Daredevil made for? Like, who was it made for?
Ben Affleck.
I like Ben Affleck as an actor, so we'll move past your bad comments about him. So.
you're blaspheming of Ben Affleck.
We just like put a picture of Ben Affleck right in this part here, like his halo.
All hail Ben Affleck.
We're gonna cut right here. There's a picture right there of Ben Affleck with the halo and going the chorus and the behind him.
Chris, for giving me editing to do.
Okay, you're welcome. If it's not in there, you should write very nasty emails to Tyler. That's
not read them.
Tylermorefilms.com.
Yes, that is the email address.
You spell it T-R-U-M. Never mind. All right. No way I'd ever get that joke. Nobody knows who I am anyways. By the way, I'm Chris.
Oh, by the way, I'm Tyler, and he's Chris. We forgot to do intros for ourselves.
Well, you said, like, who's in the podcast, but, like, whose voice is this? Okay, Tyler's voice is the one of the 5-year-old. Mine's the voice of the...
Well,
Mine's the 15-year-old going through puberty right now. Okay, what's next?
And Chris and I really like Ben Affleck.
I like to Pearl Harbor.
Terrible idea. Let's continue, though.
Yes. All right.
X2.
Decent.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, it's a decent movie.
Hulk. It's bad.
Eric Bana's the best Hulk ever. I'm talking about. That's a great movie.
Is he?
No.
Okay. Oh. The Hulk. I remember, like, I saw the Hulk once in theaters. I almost fell asleep in the theater. And then we got it on video, and I only tried to watch it once, and I did fall asleep while watching it. And I eventually tried to use, because we got it on a video cassette, and I was going to use the Hulk to record something on television. Because there's plenty of tape on here, because it's a 3-hour-long movie.
Oh my god, you remind me of something. On VHS, you couldn't do it because the little tab was missing.
That's right.
Yeah, couldn't do it.
I wasn't able to, but I almost did it.
He was going to try. Okay, let's...
fuck if I ever saw Hulk again.
Oh god. Dude, there's a part, like the Super Hulk, whatever, fighting against him. It's like, what is this thing? What's going on in this movie?
That movie was garbage.
It really was.
Okay, so here's another instance of me liking bad movies.
Oh no.
The Punisher.
Oh god, I'll let you talk about this one.
I like The Punisher, and I've seen it since I was 9 years old, so... I don't know, man. I like it. I don't know why.
You know, it made a lot of money. Like, then they made, like, the Warzone movie. They made, like, $5, and, like, just they gave back...
Yeah, they made it 4 years later and had nothing to do with the first one, which is weird.
They gave back, like, the rights to Marvel. Like, I don't want this rights anymore. We can't use it. I mean, suck.
We're sorry.
Right? We skipped a little ahead, I guess, didn't we?
We got a little too excited.
Because Warzone.
I think I like The Punisher on the same level as I like The Transporter. I'm gonna throw that out there. Like, I'm not saying I like The Punisher on the same level as Citizen Kane.
Rosebud. Oh, you said Punisher would be, would it be like, what's his wife, whatever, right?
So instead, what's that guy's name? Who's the guy who plays the Punisher?
Oh, dude, I don't remember.
I'm gonna get out. I have it on DVD.
I'd like. Oh, I have Wikipedia right here. All right.
Hold on, I got it. Thomas Jane.
What?
I've walked away from the microphone. Thomas Jane.
Okay, there you go.
Whoever that is. But it would be him going, Rosebud.
Actually, no, let's scratch that. I like that movie now. It's a great movie. Yeah. Okay, so next.
Spider-Man 2.
Next.
I have an unpopular opinion about Spider-Man 2.
Next.
Spider-Man 02.
Idiot.
That would be the first one. Spider-Man 2 is fine. But
no. No.
It's fine.
They ruined Dr. Octopus. Hey, listen, this is why I say it. It's not because I like follow the trends or whatever. Because when I was a little kid, I thought Doc Ock was like the coolest character ever.
I thought he was a big dork.
Okay, well, you can just shut up. By the way, if you ever want to know if I lost a fight or not, that's how.
I was going to say that at some point. We were going to have an argument, and you were going to say, shut up, Tyler, or no, I'm right. And I'd be like, by the way, audience, that's when you know I've won.
It's just that I don't want to embarrass you in front of your fans.
Right, of course.
Yeah, all three of them. And the one that's going to watch this.
Shut up, Tyler!
Chris is a poop head. Don't have him on here anymore. All right. What's next?
Shut up, Tyler. I love Ben Affleck.
Jesus Christ, that's what I pitched.
That's what you sound like. Blade Trinity, next.
Yes.
Next.
Next.
Man-Thing?
Next.
I've never heard of that.
Great movie, would you watch it? Next. It's a curse, Human Centipede. Human Centipede is on the same level as Man-Thing.
Fantastic Four.
Next.
Don't you want to talk about Jessica Alba?
Nope.
X-Men The Last Stand. I've seen that's one of the X-Men movies I've seen.
I'm so sorry.
It's so bad.
You know, listen, God, it had a great premise, and it just fell apart in the execution. That's my best defense of it. Well, I mean, yeah. You know. Okay, what's next?
Ghost Rider.
Man, great movie.
I love Ghost Rider. We've talked about Ghost Rider before on the podcast.
Yeah, we did.
I love Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
On the same level as Citizen Kane.
Would you say
the movie for that movie? It would start out Rosebud.
Would you say that that movie is Nicolas Cage's Citizen Kane?
Ghost Rider in general is an opus.
I can't wait to get to the sequel. Just
Spider-Man 3. We should actually probably talk about Spider-Man 3 a little bit.
Okay.
I like Spider-Man 3.
I mostly like Spider-Man 3. There's parts of it I don't like so much.
There are plenty of things that are, like, not great about it.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I don't understand the amount of hate it gets.
I think it was just because of the fact that Tobey Maguire was just not that good as Peter Parker.
He's not, but like at the same time, it's like, if you like the first two, like, why is it the third one, like, the one that's... I don't
get it. Because, Tyler, this is why. The internet hates it, and thus it's hate. It must be. Oh, right. It's yeah, awful. I mean, it's so.
Bad, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I get, like, that, like, Venom is hardly in it, and that pisses people off.
I was looking up Spider-Man 3 and I typed in Superman 3. It has
Spider-Man 3 with Richard Pryor.
Pryor, yes. You know who's great in Spider-Man 3?
Who's great in Spider-Man 3?
James Cromwell.
Yes.
And J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons is great in everything.
Yep.
Even his stupid State Farm.
Dude, J.K. Simmons is a voice in the Avatar series.
Is he?
Yeah.
I have to watch Avatar.
Yeah, you do. I think I'm trying to remember if it was Avatar or if it's Legend of Korra that he's just in. Can't remember. Either way, you should watch them.
I'm gonna watch them anyway, so.
Yeah, you should.
Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. Next. Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer takes the garbage that was Fantastic Four and makes it even more garbagier.
But back to J.K. Simmons, by the way.
Okay.
He continued being... He's actually continued on being J. Jonah Jameson in the Ultimate Spider-Man series.
Oh my god!
Did you know that?
I didn't!
Oh, I thought I was done in there for you. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Is that the one that's currently running?
Yes. And he was also in Lego Marvel Super Heroes. Maximum Over.
Nice. That's awesome.
It's J. Jonah Jameson and J. Jonah Jameson in Hulk and... Okay, why was he not J. Jonah Jameson? And everything else, just like, you know, just Amazing Spider-Man.
You know, they might as... Wait, didn't we talk about this in... We did talk about this in the Cohen podcast.
Because he is J. Jonah James. And that's all. That's all there is to it.
He is that character.
He's like the perfect part. I mean, you can't cast him any better. Like, you can't cast that part any better than Ned. Like,
is he in the new Spider-Man movies?
No, because they don't have J. Jonah Jameson yet.
I mean, I was talking about the character, not the actor.
That's what I'm saying. It's that J. Jonah Jameson is not in the movies yet.
Okay.
Let's jump
in.
So
if he ever comes in, they need to.
J.K. Simmons, yes.
J.K. Simmons.
In the same makeup, in the same, like, yes. Everything. Same wig, all that stuff.
No one will care if it's a different universe or whatever.
No, they'll be like, this is fine.
They'll be like, yes.
Yes.
That was the best move they could possibly make.
Yeah. Okay. What was next one? I got
so okay, J.K. Simmons. Now we're in Marvel Studios territory.
Oh, thank God. Thank Christ.
Iron Man, which we were talking about Iron Man, and we think Iron Man, I think the first two acts of Iron Man are great.
I love the whole movie, so I used to watch it
I enjoyed it so much.
The first part of the movie was so great that it doesn't matter how bad the third part is to you.
Oh, yeah.
It overshadows everything. It was such a perfect way to start this thing off, because, you know, you had this guy, Robert Downey Jr., who was this washout, you know, drug user, came back and forth out of rehab, you know, very wishy-washy, blah, 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 you know.
Chris and I were talking about this, like, how everyone hates casting decisions in superhero movies.
Mm-hmm.
And people, Robert people Downey Jr. was probably it. The one where I was just, because Chris only knew, like, the stupid version of Iron Man, but, I maybe some of the people listening to this have heard of, there was an animated movie in like 2005 or 6 called The Ultimate Avengers. And I think it was possibly like a way to test what people would think of an Avengers lineup. Because it's very close to how they did, the Avengers movie in 2012.
Didn't have. Did it not have X-Men in it?
No. It was the same lineup. The only difference was it had Ant-Man and Wasp.
Oh, okay. Wow, Wasp. That's something I didn't think about having in the film. Mm-hmm. Jesus, wow.
And the, they funny. Handled all the characters really well. And I, like, so that, like, that's the Iron Man I knew. And he's, like, he's the cocky Robert Downey Jr. type. So when I heard Robert Downey Jr., I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah. What's that after that? Oh, it's
yeah, Iron Man's a great movie.
Yeah.
The Incredible Hulk.
You know, Edward Norton.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna sit back. You go ahead.
Okay, Edward Norton is good in one movie. Fight Club.
Fight Club.
And he's okay. He's okay. In Hulk. He was fine, but apparently the rumor has that he was like a hard to work with kind of guy. It's like, you know, you're really not in a lot of good movies, dude. You should probably sit down and shut up. Like, dude, yes. You're in this movie where you're playing the Hulk. Mm-hmm. Okay? And you have this guy over here, Robert Downey Jr., who's getting paid like, you know, millions of dollars to play Iron Man. Uh-huh. If you just play nice, you could be making millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, he could have been in. I don't know. That's something we'll probably get on later. What I was just about to talk about.
Which is.
Being in multiple movies. We'll talk about it after we've covered all the ones that exist.
Okay.
We're gonna get to a point where I haven't seen any of
them. Okay.
Some of the newer ones, but but my thoughts on Hulk, I think it's okay. Like, it wasn't great, but
it was definitely the weakest one. However, it was definitely the best, I think, they could have done, honestly. The Hulk.
Of the Marvel Studios movies?
No, the best Hulk movie they could possibly do. Because, honestly, Hulk,
you said
here's the thing,
the best
though.
One.
Here's the thing about Hulk, though, is like he's basically a guy that wants to hide himself. Like, basically, the whole movie, if you make a sequel of it, let's say, it'd be him like sitting on his butt, like hiding from people. Like, what would it be? Like, just him like going, okay.
I guess, yeah, you could only really do like one Hulk movie, and like.
And it's really just about him like escapism, basically. And it's like, okay, well. Yeah.
I get it, yeah.
Yeah. Hulk's kind of a boring character because it's mostly just like
Well, yeah, once you've seen it one time, you've seen it every time.
Yeah. Now in an ensemble, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
He's great, you know, but by himself, he's just not strong enough a character.
As an enemy, the Hulk is.
Oh yeah.
The Ultimate Avengers movie I was talking about. They fight the aliens, whatever they're called, the Centauri. Okay. And after they defeat them. Like, you know, the Hulk's fighting them, and then he gets out of control, and they have to start fighting the Hulk.
And that's funny.
It's it's really interesting.
Well, you saw the trailer for the new Avengers movie?
Yes. Doesn't Iron Man fight the Hulk or something?
The Hulkbuster. I'm like, oh. I don't even read comic books, and I know what that is, and it looks amazing. Actually, that's not true. I actually recently bought some comic books. I bought the original Captain America.
We've talked about the original Captain America.
I know.
I think we've also talked about the original Avengers, which is a piece of shit.
that's next, right? Captain America? Oh.
Next is Punisher Warzone.
Oh, next.
Here's what we're doing with Punisher Warzone.
No, we're not doing that. Man, the people listening to this are gonna be really happy hearing that noise. Let's go and just start breathing into our microphones right now. Just
yes. Okay. So this is the other X-Men movie I've seen. X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Okay, don't watch that movie.
I've seen
Tyler.
It already.
Tyler. We're going to invent a time machine.
Guess what, Chris?
We're going to give you...
You want to know what I think of X-Men Origins Wolverine?
Go ahead.
I think it's pretty okay.
Okay, shut up.
I think it's... In terms of how they handled Deadpool, it's awful.
God.
They turned him into Baraka. But... I don't have a problem with it. I thought it was fun.
No.
As opposed to the new Wolverine movie, which is boring.
No. Oh, you remember the? Oh yeah. Okay. We'll get to that one. All right.
Iron Man 2.
Great movie. You know who's great in that movie?
Who's great in that movie?
You know who's great in that movie. The greatest dancer in the world. No.
Oh,
Sam Rockwell.
I almost forgot. I love Sam Rockwell.
The best part also about Iron Man 2 is that it's Don Cheadle in there instead of the other guy. That guy is such a bad actor.
Instead of the guy from Crash.
Yes.
Great movie.
We have the guy that was in like the Oceans movies, okay? Don Cheadle. Who was also, by the way, Don Cheadle was the greatest Captain Planet. If you have never watched those videos, go on YouTube, pause this video, open a tab, type in Captain America, Don Cheadle.
Captain Planet, Don Cheadle.
Yeah, sorry, Captain Planet, Don Cheadle.
But yeah, I mean, Iron Man 2 is not a good movie, but it's a very, very
fun movie. I will actually say it's a great movie. I loved it.
It's an advertisement. It is a great commercial.
Dude. I don't
care. This is what we're going to get into later on.
Iron Man 2 is great. Okay, next. Fine. Move on.
I love Iron Man 2. I'm just saying.
Okay,
so earlier you said that the Incredible Hulk was like the weakest one.
Okay.
The next movie we're talking about is Thor.
Okay.
I hate Thor. Thor is a piece of shit movie.
Thor was directed by Kenneth Branagh, who, if you don't know, is a guy that does, like, all the Shakespeare movies that you fell asleep in during class. He made the greatest attempt at making Hamlet interesting, because in the movie Hamlet was Robin Williams and, like, Jack Lemmon shows up in there.
Oh, my God.
Which sounds great, right?
Let me guess.
And then you realize it's Hamlet. And you're like,
and then you remember, Robin Williams is also in bad movies sometimes.
Like RV. Well, he was in bad movies. Okay, this is gonna cut right here to Robin Williams with the halo and the chorus behind him.
No, there's gonna be a cut right here to some of the awkward comedy in RV, where you won't be laughing. You'll just be sitting there watching the fucking movie.
Our RV was a black comedy, okay? You just don't understand the comedy.
No, it was not. Genius. I think Robin Williams was offered RV too. And I'm cutting that joke out.
Gotta pause for a second. Good Lord. Okay. I'm gonna pull on. You know who directed RV, by the way?
Who directed RV?
Barry Sonnenfeld, who, if you don't remember, directed Men in Black and Adam's Family movies.
Are you fucking kidding me? He directed Men in Black and then he made RV?
Yep. He also did, what was the thing he did? He did the cinematography. So there it is. Right there it is. Cinematography for the Coen brothers. Yeah. How's it feel?
It feels awful.
Okay. Let's go back to the podcast. Let's go back to the podcast now. Okay. What's next movie? Segwaying. We had a cut there. I'm sorry, folks. technical difficulties. We picked up the transmission from a Tarantino movie somehow. That was from, Hateful Eight, right?
Piece of shit. Anyway, X-Men yeah. First Class. I haven't seen it.
Oh, dude, First Class. Here's the thing, though. I didn't like X-Men 2 or 3, so I was like, and Origins was terrible. Mm-hmm. So I went to First Class with, like, really, really low standards. Mm-hmm. And First Class blew me away. All right. I watched it again. It's a solid movie.
Okay.
It definitely just blew me away as much as it did because I had such low standards. Mm-hmm. But seriously, it's actually a really good X-Men movie. It's actually really well made. They actually had the good characters in there. Plus the fact Kevin Bacon is in it.
Oh.
And that's why you should watch it.
I forgot that Kevin Bacon was in that movie.
Yep.
And now I want to scarf it up.
Dude, he is... Oh, my God. Something else you don't know about me. I love Kevin Bacon. He's a great actor. I think he's one of the best actors in the world.
I think I'm going to have to rub off on you a bit more before I give you a recommendation.
Because there's a movie that Kevin Bacon's in that actually made me cry a little bit. Taking Chance. Where he was basically just a guy that was... guy in the military, taking this guy, somebody he thought he knew, home after he died. Uh-huh. And like I said, the whole trip of day, he thinks he knows this person. He realizes he doesn't know who this person is. He has no idea who this person is. So he keeps taking him home. Like he takes him all the way back to where he's going to be late. I can't remember what it was, but it's like some point like he realized, oh, this isn't somebody I know, but... It doesn't matter because he's going to show like this great respect for this character, yeah, this right, person, whatever. Right. But it's a great movie because it shows like all the military, like the God, I can't think right now. What's the protocol?
Right.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Back to Marvel movies.
Yes.
Let's stop talking about movies, Chris.
Taking Chance was a Marvel movie, just didn't know.
Kevin Bacon was a superhero.
That'd be great.
Kevin Bacon Vision. Was a real hero in that movie.
Kevin Bacon's The Vision, next Avengers movie.
Captain America, the first Avenger.
Oh, I don't care if people say I love that movie.
I don't think it's great. But as a Captain America movie, I think it's fantastic.
Okay, people are like, oh, it's so campy. Okay.
That's the part I like about it.
Read the comic books.
Read the first comic book.
Okay, should we start singing the song?
Cool Whip Vagina of Captain America. If you listen to Star Spangled Man and go to a certain point in the song, it sounds like they're saying Cool Whip Vagina of Captain America. In fact, I'm going to play that part of the song right now.
Oh my god. Dude, you're so switched so many
I know, I'm putting so much work on myself.
Who's strong and brave here to save the American way? That's a great song.
It is. It's so full of stupid 1940s America.
Stalwart and steady. Okay, the part where like he's like, who's ready to sack old Adolf on the jaw? It's like, yeah. It's like, yeah, it's great. This whole thing. It was the best scene in the movie.
You know, all I wanted out of a Captain America movie was Captain America punching Hitler in the jaw. And that's what I got.
And, like, the cymbals crash. And, like, each like notes, like, his hand gets closer and closer finally to his face. Mm-hmm. It gets better and better at his job.
Yes.
And like it cuts to people in the army that are like sitting there like, really?
Yes.
What are we watching?
It's like they're putting on Sesame Street for him because this guy's in ridiculous costumes.
I think Sesame Street is more acceptable. That. Alright. Alright, let's go to the next one. By the way, real fast, Captain America is my favorite Avenger. I'm going to say that right now.
Iron Man is mine.
Okay.
Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance. Next. Marvel's The Avengers.
Oh, 1 out of 10.
Here's what I have to say about The Avengers.
I love
Marvel. Here's what I have to say about like the phase one thing. Since we've kind of hit that wall now.
Okay.
Going through that, through, what was Iron Man, like 2008?
That's the date, yeah.
Like, going through that 5-year period of watching all the movies and, like, having the build-up happen, that was great once. That was a fun time one time. And for the most part, like, I loved the Avengers in the cinema, but then I watched it at home after all the hype had died down. And I was like, this is okay. I love the last, like, 20 minutes. The last 20 minutes are perfect.
Okay. So...
what do you think of the Avengers, Chris?
I love the Avengers movie. However, what they decided to do afterwards kind of makes me a little mad. Okay, so, you know, comic books, you know, somebody dies, not really dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm about to talk about right now?
Yeah, the...
The greatest decision you can possibly have made in the movie, the greatest decision, gets ruined because they want to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
Agent Coulson was set up as this character that everybody was cool with. You know, he was everybody had like their own thing with him pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And then he dies, mm-hmm. which is great because that's the way it should be written. Mm-hmm. You need somebody to die that gets them all together to work together and all that stuff.
Like Coulson's a fun character, but he's also expendable to the point where like, he could die.
That's correct. So, and they killed him off. I was like, yeah, it was great. They had the trading card thing going on. That was so great. Cause, like, you knew that Samuel Jackson or Fury went through his locker, rubbed the blood basically on him or whatever, on the cards.
Uh-huh.
It's like, this is great. And then they decide to make a TV series, mm-hmm. which the TV series is fine. However, they made a decision in the movie to kill him off.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like I said, I realize the fact that, you know, people come back to life all the time in comic books. But this is the Marvel Cinematic Universe. There's a little difference because there's
about, like, these movies have been like they're trying to take the material more seriously.
And well, it's like it's more scientific. It's not like mystical like it was. You know, you can't have where Captain America dies and he ends up like in this you know vortex thing and comes back to life again. It's like, no, if he gets killed, he is in the ground dead.
He's six feet under.
Seriously.
Six feet under.
It's like, no, guys, you had it perfect, and you're just like, I want my money.
And
but like I said, though, the show...
Go right into that point, and into the point I'm going to make?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Why I sort of don't like Marvel movies anymore?
Okay.
Pretty much because they don't care... I don't think they care about making movies. I think they care about making products.
See, I would have agreed with you. However... Now, Dark World was terrible. I'm just going to skip into Dark World right now.
Yeah, Dark World.
It was terrible.
I haven't seen it, but I also don't care about Thor.
Yeah. But they redeemed themselves so gracefully. And Captain America Winter Soldier, mm-hmm. It was such a good movie to me mm-hmm. that it made up for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Thor, Dark World. Mm-hmm. And it you haven't seen it yet, right? Okay.
I know everything that happens in it, though.
That's fine.
I'm probably not going to watch it for that reason.
No, you'd still enjoy it because it's really well done. Doesn't matter. It's still really well done.
Here's the thing: if I'm watching any of the new movies, I'm going to watch them for free.
Okay. That's fine. Well, no, you want to watch Ultron. Dude,
I don't want to give them any of my money.
James Spader, who, by the way, I was crapping on for being the voice actor. I love James Spader. People say he ruined Stargate. No, Stargate was he was great in Stargate. He was great as that werewolf movie. I don't know if it was anymore. He was great in the TV series Boston Legal. He was great all the time. He's a great actor. He's great in this new TV show he's in called The Blacklist, who, by the way, Netflix paid multi-million dollars just for each, like, per episode. Millions of dollars per episode because it's that good of a show. People would crap all over James Spader, and then they saw the trailer. And I was like, oh, it's great voice. You know, I bet you go back in time, look at the people's history, like, on their, like, comic history. You'll see the exact same people say how great he is. The same people say how bad he was going to be. Yep. I guarantee you. But guess what? You see me? I said it was a great casting choice. I love the fact that he's in there. I cannot wait to see him. At least hear him. His voice is so, like, unsettling. So, that's my
the trailer I watched, I enjoyed
his voice. Oh, we can please skip to the fact that Mark Ruffalo became the Hulk, by the way.
Yeah, that happened.
Mark Ruffalo, you know what? I can't watch any movie with him in it because it's always like just boring kind of movie. But he was a good casting choice. There's a funny story actually about him. He got the part in the Avengers like the day they announced the cast at Comic-Con. Basically, they were like, I think he said something about how like his agent was like, okay. There's going to be a limo tomorrow morning. If there's not a limo tomorrow morning, you didn't get the part. If there is one, you got the part. So he stayed up like all night, whatever, you know, like just waiting for this limo or something like that. Like it shows up. He's like, oh, thank God it showed up or whatever. So, yeah. If I was him, I'd be like up like all night long and be like, oh, where's it at? It's 7 o'clock. Is it not there yet? Whatever, right?
Come on, I want to be the second lamest Avenger.
Third, you're probably Ant-Man. I want Ant-Man to be great.
We'll talk about Phase 3 movies later. Because we still haven't even...
You can talk about...
I've heard nothing but good things about some of the more recent... like movies, because the only one I've seen of the second phase is Iron Man 3. And I love Iron Man
3. I love Iron Man 3 too. Yeah,
Chris and I have unpopular opinions about Iron Man 3.
We do. We both think that the decision was, okay, you know what, screw it, spoilers. Okay, the Mandarin, not actually being the Mandarin, just an actor named Trevor. The fact that it was, what's it? Yeah, Ben Kingsley, who we both just love, as an actor. I bet that he was this weak little dude. Like, this tremendous part of it is a great twist in the movie.
Thing is, and they played it out perfectly.
They did.
Because you're watching it and you're thinking, oh, it's just another supervillain terrorist. We're just getting Bane again.
Yeah.
And then they do the switcheroo, and it's like,
this is great. See it coming.
It's perfect.
Exactly.
Really, people wanted to see the Mandarin.
You know, it's weird though. It felt much more violent of a movie. It's kind of, I don't know if this kind of sounds really weird to you or not, but we see Iron Man blast somebody with his hand blasters or whatever. Then you see a third one, he's using a gun and shooting people. And you're like, is this the first time he's shot somebody with a gun?
There's that part in Iron Man 3 where it's the guy who blows up Jon Favreau's character, and he Iron Man blows a hole through his head or something, and he's walk away from that.
Oh yeah, it was a dark movie.
It was the darkest one. It's such a great movie.
Totally different director too. Actually, it wasn't Jon Favreau. Shane Black. He did a good job. I thought I enjoyed it.
I thoroughly
great.
Enjoy Iron Man 3. I think it's the best Iron Man movie.
No, first one's still better. For me, at least. Because the first one, you forget about the fact that it has Jeff Bridges as the bad guy.
Jeff Bridges as the bad guy also ends up being a letdown for me.
Okay, well, you are just a letdown yourself, so that's okay.
Although, the third act of Iron Man 3 also has something annoying in it. When Pepper falls into the fire, and then she comes back.
Okay. Raise a hand. Let's hold on. Let's do a raise of hands here. Who didn't see that coming?
Oh, I knew it was coming.
Oh, no, hold on. Nobody's hands are up? Yeah, because it was the most, the twist was given away, basically. She's going to come back to life. There's no way she's going to kill her off. Everybody in the audience went gasped, whatever. They're like, oh, yeah, there she is. Mm-hmm. So, there she is. Of course, she's still alive. Wouldn't kill off Pepper Potts.
I really hoped that they wouldn't do it.
People also overhyped the idea of, her being in the Iron Man suit.
That was so stupid.
People overhyped that so much. It's like, okay, shut up. Yeah, she's in Iron Man suit, but shut up.
I can't believe it. I can't believe they put Pepper Potts in the Iron Man suit.
Why is it?
I can't wait for the Mandarin.
Why is it your internet voice to get really close to the microphone voice?
I can't wait for the Mandarin. He's my favorite villain in the Iron Man series.
My favorite villain in the Iron Man series.
Fuck it up.
I liked Khan in.
Shut up.
Best Iron Man villain
in the Iron Man series is Sam Rockwell.
Oh God! Speaking of Khan, by the way, did you see that? I don't care. This is part of the podcast. Shut up. That Benedict Cumberbatch might actually be
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, Listen, I love Cumberbatch. I think he's a great actor. He's great in Sherlock. He's great in this Stephen Hawking movie he made. He was great. All over the place. He's great. But Doctor Strange, I'm not sure. It may be excellent, but I always imagine Doctor Strange being an older person. I feel like he's too young to play the part.
Joaquin Phoenix, Chris.
Kill yourself.
Chris hates Joaquin Phoenix.
Here's the thing: I like Joaquin Phoenixes, but not Joaquin Phoenix. But I'm cheating. Okay.
It's the Chris show. You're tapping your cards and it's all right, got a great show tonight. Got a bunch of lame jokes I'm gonna read from my card.
Do you hear about the financial crisis? I hear it's a real crisis. Right?
Play me off.
Brought to you by Captain America brand Kellogg's.
Wow, pretty one, Chris.
Thanks.
Captain America brand Kellogg's.
With Captain America face, is like his head shaped Kellogg's. No, it'd be Wheaties, right?
Yeah. What's the most American cereal?
Wheaties, that's it. Yeah. I guess who Lucky Charms? Who'd that be a sponsor? Like the Hulk or something?
Lucky Charms would probably be Doctor Strange.
Right? Okay, maybe.
Magical.
Yeah.
What's the coolest cereal?
That's something, by the way, going back to Marvel for a second before we wrap this up somehow.
No, I want to know who Iron Man would be.
Cheerios. All right.
Really? Oh, yes. Cheerios? I said the coolest cereal, Chris. You you fuck. Listen here, you helmet-wearing fuckwit. I gave you one job to pick the best cereal, and you give me Honey Nut Cheerios? You little shit.
I'm sorry. All right, you're right. The best cereal? Walmart brand Cheerios.
Bloop, bloop.
All right. I'm going to wrap this up, by the way.
All right. Let's keep going.
Okay, so if they do Doctor Strange, Doctor Strange is all about mysticism. Mm-hmm. But not mistaken, at least that's what I'm told. I wonder if they're going to put that into, like, the Marvel universe.
It's Mandarin, too.
That's true. Maybe Doctor Strange is actually...
It's not going to be Doctor Strange. It's going to be Ben Kingsley again. Just like their big middle finger to everyone. Like, oh, really? You didn't like our decision?
I wish, by the way, that they would have referenced that somehow, like Captain America or something like that. Like, show, like, you know, like just a newsreel that happening. Because that's something, though, that they did a great job connecting them together, like with the newsreel of the Hulk smashing through the universe, or the university?
Yeah.
University.
What movie is that?
Yeah, in the, I believe it was the end of the, the second one? Or the first one? Like, he walks into the room with Samuel Jackson, like he's like, no, the second one, because he hands him the folder and like, I don't think you're, you know, good for the Avengers, or whatever.
Oh, right.
In the TV, okay, I haven't watched it in a little while, but in the TV screens you can see the Hulk smashing through the university.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, at the very end of the Hulk movie, Robert Downey Jr. shows up, and talks to the general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. So I think that's probably good for this podcast. As we talked about, a kind of messy podcast.
But, I mean, like, there's a lot of movies happening in the future. Like, do you see yourself... Because I'm already totally over Marvel movies. Like, I don't even care if they're good anymore. Like, I just don't want to see them. I'm so over it. Do you see yourself getting over it?
Not until after at least Phase 3, because they did something that was great, which is the fact that they cast Josh Brolin as Thanos.
Hmm.
And to me, Josh Brolin, okay, this is going like the favorite actor stuff right there. One of my favorite actors. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Like I said, they keep casting my favorite actors, and I'm like, I gotta watch his movies. And if they cast Brad Pitt and Phase 4, that's gonna be it for me. I'm gonna watch that again, though. they should cast Brad Pitt as is it DC that has a Planet Eater? Who's the Planet Eater?
I know what you're talking about.
I think that's DC. That's like.
I think it is.
Yeah, that's Green Lantern.
The comments are gonna correct us.
Okay, sorry. I apologize.
Comments? Who am I kidding? Thank you, internet.
Oh God.
Actually, it was in Marvel that they had the Planet Eater. How dare you guys like the Mandarin? I knew Robert Downey Jr. would be great as Iron Man.
You realize we're making fun of our own audience, right? Which we don't have yet.
We're at episode 6, you fat homo.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Tyler, question for you. What's episode 6, you fat homo?
That's all for the podcast tonight. Thank you for listening to our little impromptu conversation.
All right. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Illumination Cinema Movie Podcast. Be sure to leave your correspondence and subscribe for more. For updates on this show and our other projects, check out illuminationcinema.com.